Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. And once again, let's welcome in new listeners tuning in on the following radio stations. WFAM, 1050 AM in Augusta, Georgia, and WSKY, 1230 AM in Asheville, North Carolina, and Renew FM, 103.7 in Boston, 102.1 in Quincy, and 88.5 in Gloucester, all in the state of Massachusetts. It is a blessing to have you join us as we continue to discover who God is. And thank you for taking some of your precious time to meet the living God with us in His Bible. Last time I brought longtime listeners a reminder, and you new listeners, an introduction to where we are in our series, God and Satan and Man and Woman. This is what I have titled our journey through Genesis chapter 3. And we're just in verse 1, which reads, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Indeed, has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?'" The talking serpent and the evil intent of its question to Eve caused us to ask, how and when did evil originate? And the answer is, evil originated in Satan. This is what the prophets Isaiah and Ezekiel tell us in Isaiah chapter 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28. This week we are in Ezekiel 28 and verses 11 through 19. As we get going on a Tuesday, I'd like to read these verses for us, quickly rehearse what we have already learned, and then plunge into our fifth insight, which I highlighted yesterday. Okay, here we go. Join me in your Bible at Ezekiel chapter 28 and verses 11 through 19. "Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Son of man, take up a lamentation over the king of Tyre, and say to him, Thus says the Lord God, you had the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the ruby, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the lapis lazuli, the turquoise and the emerald, and the gold. The workmanship of your settings and sockets was in you. On the day that you were created, they were prepared. You were the anointed cherub who covers, and I placed you there. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked in the midst of the stones of fire. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created until unrighteousness was found in you. By the abundance of your trade, you were internally filled with violence, and you sinned. Therefore, I have cast you as profane from the mountain of God, and I have destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom by reason of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I put you before kings, that they may see you. By the multitude of your iniquities, in the unrighteousness of your trade, you profaned your sanctuaries. Therefore, I have brought fire from the midst of you. It has consumed you, and I have turned you to ashes on the earth in the eyes of all who see you. All who know you among the peoples are appalled at you. You have become terrified, and you will cease to be forever." What a passage! I hope you will become familiar with it. Ezekiel 28, verses 11 through 19. Thus far, we have seen that Satan was originally created by God to be perfect, wise, and beautiful. That's in verse 12. Second, Satan was in the garden in Eden. That's in verse 13. Third, Satan was covered in precious stones. We read about that also in verse 13. And then fourth, when a holy angel named Lucifer, before his war with God, Satan was the original worship leader. Before his fall, that holy angel led heaven in the worship of holy God. That truth is presented to us just at the end of verse 13. And now fifth, Satan was a cherub. Listen to Ezekiel 28, verse 14 again. You were the anointed cherub who covers, and I placed you there. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked in the midst of the stones of fire. What is a cherub? A cherub is an angel who defends the holiness of God. Cherubs are defenders of divine holiness, and that is what Satan was. Notice how I put that in the past tense, was. Before the violence of pride emerged from the will of Satan, he was a cherub. This is what God reveals to us here at Ezekiel 28, verse 14, about the origin of evil. God says, "You were the anointed cherub who covers, and I placed you there." God placed his holy angel to cover his holiness. Cherubs are angels of that order of angels called cherubim. Where else in the scripture do we find cherubs or cherubim? In the book of Exodus, cherubim were to have a prominent place in the tabernacle, especially as sewn into the holy curtains that only the priest could look upon from inside the tabernacle. These symbolized protection over the holiness of God in the tabernacle of God. You could read about that in the book of Exodus. And then, speaking of Genesis 3, we will meet them there in verse 24. After Adam and Eve sin and God forces them out of the garden in Eden as a consequence of their disobedience, the Lord then places cherubim at the edge of the garden to protect the tree of life. Genesis 3 verse 24 says, "So God drove the man out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, God stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword which turned every direction to guard the way to the tree of life." There again, we see the guarding or the protection or the covering of the holiness of God that cherubs provide. Before his fall, this is what Satan did. Ezekiel 28, verse 14 continues, "You were on the holy mountain of God." In the Old Testament, the holy mountain of God was used to describe the seat of God's authority. We read in Exodus about God on his holy mountain, for example, where he met Moses. Further along in Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 40, we read, "For on my holy mountain, on the high mountain of Israel, declares the Lord God, I will accept all your holy things." There again is God's holy mountain, the seat of his authority. This is what cherubs cover. God has chosen and arranged cherubs to guard his throne in heaven. You walked in the midst of the stones of fire. That describes what Satan did in heaven prior to when he initiated war with God. I hope you are getting a strong sense of all Satan gave up in his quest to be God. To follow the evil impulses of all of our hearts means we give up the honor and the privilege of belonging to the Lord God and obediently doing what he has given us to do. Satan will no longer defend God's holiness. Instead, he will spend his days and nights assaulting God's holiness. All of his temptations to us are designed to get us to disgrace the holiness of God. In fact, too many Christians are not living holy lives. We should sincerely ask ourselves, am I practicing the holiness of God in my life? Let's think critically about that this day. As a Christian, I face the assault of the devil on me for living a holy life. Am I in regular communication with God in prayer, asking the Holy Spirit to empower me to be as holy as God is holy? Or is there not really any measurable difference between how I live my life and how someone who is not a Christian lives their life? Through Christ, God commands Christians to live holy lives. He desires that we be just like Jesus. And no one can adequately argue that our Lord did not live a perfectly pure and holy life. Jesus is holy. He is the supreme and most excellent and perfect example of holiness. Are you holy? Am I holy? We must always be on guard against the temptation of the devil to join him in his all-out assault on the holiness of our great God. That is our fifth insight from Ezekiel 28. Satan was a cherub. Satan was a cherub until unrighteousness was found in him. Now, this is our sixth insight. Unrighteousness was found in the holy cherub angel, the unrighteousness which is evil. There was secret sin in heaven, and it resided in the will, in the mind and heart of this angel, now known as Satan. Well, this reminds me of Psalm chapter 90 and verse 8. Psalm 90 verse 8 reads, "You have placed our iniquities before you, and our secret sins in the light of your presence." Well, sometime between the creation and Genesis 3 verse 1, in the light of God's presence in heaven, there was found unrighteousness within Satan. This is the origin of evil. And I will have much more to say about this when you join me again tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.